have the return of Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt, whom we speak to every 2 weeks, pretty much, just before their town board meeting. Mr. Hoyt, welcome back.
Yeah, good to hear it from you guys. It's been a while.
Yeah, well, you stepped aside very graciously to let us talk to County Administrator Sean Groden about the county budget, which is good news. It ain't budget at all.
No, they've done an excellent job, Mr. Groden and his team.
Now, excellent job, though. Now they're going to start treading into uncertain territory because they're recommending, or at least talking seriously about, a hotel occupancy tax or fee. That's going to start being talked about probably next week in serious tones.
Yeah, we're one of six counties out of the 62 counties within New York State that currently does not have an bed tax.
Obviously, it would have to be worked out, and there are some legislators who are strongly against it and some legislators who say, well, they're not necessarily for it, but they figure it's the only way to raise money without raising taxes. So we shall see what happens.
I imagine there'll be a good conversation with a lot of backup material so people can make an educated decision one way or the other.
Yeah, they'll start discussing it. I mean, they've had informal talks and, you know, picked each other's brains. So next week they'll start and we'll see what happens. In Wyndham, you guys are busy as heck. First, let's start with the ambulance center. What's the situation over there?
Well, we hope by the end of this week there'll be some asphalt placed around the building.
Wow.
Hopefully the rest of the rafters will be in place as well. They've got probably two-thirds of it completed now. And as soon as they get the building dried in, as I mean dried in, the rafters and plywood on the top and tar paper and shingles, then the other trades will go to work putting HVAC, plumbing, and the heating and electrical in the building.
Now, this has got to be some feeling for you because in your administration, you're in your third year, I believe.
Yes.
This is quite a project, and it's starting to look pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be real good when it's completed. Plus, it'll serve a lot of functions that are needed within the community.
We should always mention that this is also going to be home base for the Golden Agers Club, the senior citizens throughout the mountaintop.
Yeah, the other day they had their sit down and they were parked like pickup sticks along the town hall and out in front of the old gas station and towards blinking light in Hensville. It was like, this is crazy. We get the new building done. Those seniors will be able to park a nice parking lot, sidewalk, and a good access into the building.
Very cool. So it looks like April, perhaps May, occupancy?
We're shooting for late spring.
Sounds good. Now, the only glitch I've heard, if you want to call it a glitch, was they had to sort of restructure their schedule a little bit because some of the trusses were not the right length.
Yes, on the back side of the building over the kitchen area, the manufacturer didn't manufacture them to the correct length. They were 5 inches too short. Well, 5 inches too short does not work. So the inspector caught it, and the general contractor caught it as well, and they were shipped back to the truss company to repair them, replace them, and get new ones.
And I spoke to the general contractor, and without pointing fingers, he said everybody on this end, the engineer and everybody else, they got it right, and it was just a slip-up, and that happens sometimes with a project this size.
Yeah, people transpose a number, you know, it looks like a 9, and they think it's a 6 or a 3 or whatever happened, and it was caught, and you move on, you correct it, and you march forward.
Now, the truss company, they were pretty receptive to the whole thing?
Yeah, I imagine it's not the first time it's ever happened, and probably won't be the last time, but when it happens, I imagine somebody's blood pressure goes up.
Yeah, I imagine so. It's unfortunate, but the general contractor there, what's his name, Terrence? Terry?
Terry, he's the job superintendent.
For Plank Construction.
Yeah,
he's a pretty good guy. You can really just sit down and have a conversation with him.
Yeah, no, he's on top of things, and that's what we needed with the job of this magnitude, somebody on top of things.
Very cool. So, now paving, did you expect to get that done this year?
That's kind of a bonus. We had anticipated that was probably in the spring of next year, but with this Indian summer, we're going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, this really is an Indian summer. We haven't had one of these in a while.
No, and I'm nuts on nature and folklore. Caterpillars, the woolly bears, where are they?
Yeah, you mentioned this, and I told you to get in touch with Bob Bifus, did you?
No, I haven't gotten in touch with Bob Bifus, but, you know, being an outdoorsman, I've been in the woods a lot this fall, and I've seen two. So I'm kind of at a loss.
I saw a very scrawny one. Maybe it wasn't even a woolly bear. I don't know, but it was something that looked like that. But you're right. I'm only seeing a couple. You usually see them all over the place. They're all rolled up in a ball or whatever. Well, I think that means just enough snow for the mountain to make money and everybody else in town, but nothing that's going to be a problem for me to have to shovel. That's the way I see it.
I don't think anyone likes 20 below zero or 7 feet of snow.
Right.
But I think everybody likes a nice winter where they can ice skate and sleigh ride. And, of course, like you say, the snowplow people can make a living and the mountain can make a living because the restaurants need people in the seats to keep the lights on.
Now, we move from the west end of South Street to the east side of South Street, Stonewall Glen. That's not a town project, but do you stop in there and talk to those folks?
We are connected to it because they have to do water and sewer. They have to get it from our municipal system. So actually, tomorrow we have a 9:30 meeting at Stonewall Glen with the engineer and our engineer that oversees their engineer for where the locations of the water and sewer are going to be for that project.
Now, what are they doing right now? Because it's a fairly large plan. Are they doing the whole thing or just part?
They're doing 18 general units and one center that everyone has a right. I don't know if it's a pool house or a rec center.
Okay.
To be exact what they're going to call it. But that's the plan in this first phase. The overall plan is like 58 units total, but they're going to start off with 18 this year and next summer.
So these will be hopefully completed for them by next summer. And this has been on the back burner for quite a while.
Oh, like a dozen years. It's been around. And they've got a lot they have to coordinate because, like I said, they have to coordinate with the town for the water and sewer. And they're in, of course, the watershed, and the city's got a stormwater plan that they have to abide by with check dams and sweeping the road and the stone entrance going in so the trucks, the concrete trucks that go in now, don't carry as much mud out onto the highway that would have been carried out if they didn't put the traction control coming in and out of the project. And they're on site at least once a week, and if we have any kind of rainfall of 1 inch, DEP's there with a microscope to keep an eye on that contractor.
And now we move back onto the main drag. There's a lot of private stuff going on, too. Crispin family is getting some stuff done that they felt needed being done.
Yeah, they've got some concrete poured. I imagine Brian's going to be hot on that over the winter, so he can open that by spring.
Now, is that where the old barn burned?
It's the other side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping everything on the one side, so hopefully, you know, people have to cross for parking, but I believe they're going to station the golf carts on the upper side of the road by the old house, the Wyndham house. But I'm not positive.
No, it's great to see, because that family's been invested in this town a long time, and, you know, they've suffered some things, as I mentioned, the barn, the old vintage barn, but they just keep cranking it out, don't they?
Yeah, they keep cranking, and if we go a little bit further to the east, Eddie Messina decided to retire, and he closed his restaurant.
I'm hearing there might be some connection to the Chicken Run, but I guess we'll find all that stuff out as we go along.
Yeah, what's happening is employers that have many employees, mm-hmm. with the lack of workforce housing in the area, they're purchasing their own housing for their employees. So that would make all the sense in the world that Jeff purchased a place across the road to help house his wait staff and cook staff.
So we have town board meeting on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Anything cooking?
Well, we have a public hearing on the adoption of the state's building codes. Every so many years, the state goes back through their building codes and do some adjustments, and every municipality needs to adopt them. So we set a public hearing, and that's available at the town clerk's office. And they're putting into the green energy, more efficient heating and cooling units. That's the big change. Other than that, it's pretty much the same standard building code and fire code. So we'll have a public hearing on that. Then we have to adopt a town law for that. And then, of course, we're going to move our budget forward. There is a small increase within the town budget, and that has to do with the new ambulance building that the people within the town approved a couple years ago. So this time around, we have to adjust the budget for that debt that's going to be due in 2023 that wasn't in the 2022 budget. So that's where the increase is within the tax levy.
Now, last but not least, I didn't want to mention this until the election was over, but you got some nice grant money from the state.
Yes, we were very fortunate to get a $300,000 grant with the endorsement from Senator Hinchey, which was very nicely received, and we'll put it to good use.
I would imagine so. Like I said, I didn't want it to seem like anything was political going on, but Michelle Hinchey, she gets around. I mean, she's really very visible, and she's helped a lot of small towns get some stuff done.
We're fortunate upstate, Mike. Our representation in the state level is colorblind. There's not a blue or a red. You know, they work for the people they serve, and that not always happens in government.
I should mention Michelle runs usually as a Democrat, but you're also speaking about Chris Tague, who runs as a Republican in the Assembly.
Correct. You know, he's done ungodly work with the farmers within the whole state of New York, not just Greene County that he represents.
Yeah, he gets around for sure.
He gets around, and like I say, the list goes on of good public servants that, you know, they get elected on a party line, but once they're in the position, they do the position, they leave the politics home.
Now, I bumped into you down in the valley town of Durham, going to Dean's Mill. That place has been around for over a century.
That's a home run. They've got their own little Carhartt store in the back. I don't know if you wandered through there where you can buy boots and hats and coats and you name it. They have it there. It's a honey hole.
Yeah, they also have one in Coxsackie, I believe. And I remember the old Dean's Mill when it was down by the creek in Oak Hill. And it had a fire, I believe, or maybe they just tore it down and built a new one. But that place is vintage. It's always nice to go in there. Guys are chatting, and you bumped into somebody purely by accident.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Bobby Hlalek in 25 years. I worked with him at Hunter Mountain after he got out of the Marines. He was a great worker, and he looked at me. I said, "Boy, I know that guy." And he smiled, and I was like, "Ah, there's Bob." You know, so even though we've both aged in the tooth, long in the tooth, as Jay would say. And I still recognized him, and I think he recognized me when I came in the door because he had that horrendous smile on his face.
Yeah, and they still have that little chalkboard outside. They've always had that with piglets and turkeys and whatever. It's real country stuff.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you have animals, a lot of people are doing chickens now or goats. I mean, they have all those supplies for those animals. And if you go bigger in the cows and horses, they have them as well.
So, Windham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt, the town board, is the focus of attention Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Mr. Hoyt, we appreciate you, as always, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and thanks again. I appreciate being able to get the word out to the people.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right, thanks, guys.